It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly coming up at 6. The Brandon Graham Show, BG, will be here, and then the Players Lounge. The guest this week is Jordan Mailata, who was listed as a full participant today, which is good news. Now, they didn't practice, but I guess, Jack, you said that it means that's who would have practiced.
Yeah, it was right? An estimation as to what it would have looked like.
And the DNPs were Slay, Devontae, Goddard, and there was one more. I forget who the other one was.
Saquon?
No, it wasn't Saquon.
It was N'Kobe.
N'Kobe.
Oh,
N'Kobe, Dallas, Slay, and Devonta.
So coming up at 5:30, it will, of course, be 5:30 Creed. Now, yes. There is a Flyers game tonight.
Oh.
So there's a lot of Flyers fans in here.
We got a shot tonight, Spike.
We got a shot at sing-alongs because Flyers fans are Creedsmen. It's like you can't even tell the difference.
It's a right away.
Yes.
And Pearl Jam.
But
yes, I'm still confused. There's so many San Jose Sharks fans here.
Well, I think what it was is when I was a kid is when the San Jose Sharks came to be after the and I sort of feel like the gear got so popular that there were people that ended up being Sharks fans just because of the gear.
Was it like the Hornet starter jacket?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, teal's a very good-looking color.
It is.
So you go teal, everybody likes it.
Yep.
Sharks are cool.
Yep.
Sharks are cool. Everybody likes sharks.
Yep.
You know, there's Shark Week. There's no Flyer Week. The top five at five.
215.
The top five at five is sponsored by T-Mobile. Head to T-Mobile.com and get a great deal on an iPhone 16 Pro.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
All right. Huddle up. Huddle up.
All right.
We're about to give some game balls out. Now, the fifth game ball is going to take a little while to get there because it actually goes to a Cowboy. I have to give one to Cooper Rush. I mean, he was just dreadful. You know, and we lived through DiNucci. Like, we've seen some bad Cowboys quarterbacks. And there was some buzz about Cooper Rush. Oh, 5-1.
Yeah.
Good player.
Yeah.
He was atrocious yesterday.
He looked like he didn't want to be there. Honestly.
Cooper.
Cooper.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, listen, things went bad early for him, so that kind of, you know, a guy who hasn't played a whole lot, you know, that kind of makes you a little tighter. I mean, he had that fumble snap and where it set us up in the scoring position, he never recovered from it.
And
they need a run game.
They put in Trey Lance, and he didn't really inspire either.
Nah.
They're eventually, I guess, going to have to try him because Dak's probably done for the year.
Oh, yeah.
Like, once they get out of it.
Well, once Dak decides to have season-ending surgery, it's now you're just playing for a high draft pick.
Well, and the thing about Trey Lance is there's no worse situation for him to come into than that one right there because they probably were cramming to get Cooper Rush ready for the game. So I can't imagine Trey Lance got very many reps during the week. So I don't necessarily believe in Trey Lance, but I would love to. If I'm the Cowboys, I want to get a look at him, you know. But yesterday, not a great opportunity for him. So agreed with your number five game ball, Jack.
Thank you. The fourth game ball I'm giving to CJ GJ.
Oh.
He did have the INT, but the bigger play is he was the one that really forced the fumble on Zeke.
Yep.
As he was going in. And I think he had the highest grade, according to PFF, amongst the defensive players yesterday. So CJ GJ, while in coverage, not always the best. You know, he does go up and he puts a thump on some guys. So it was a big play yesterday with Zeke.
No, it was. It was. A real nice little momentum swinging, changing play right there from CJ GJ. That's the one that Cooper recovered? That's what Cooper Jean, one half of bread and butter.
Yes, sir.
You saw both of them. They had fumble recoveries yesterday.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's good,
not bad
for the brand.
Not bad. And, you know, shout out to Andrew and Jamison, who came up with that nickname, which Reed Blankenship approved of on Friday on the show. So we can feel good calling it bread and butter.
Now, here's the thing, though. I've adjusted a little thing on there. It's not bread and butter.
Oh, I saw you do this. Yep.
It's bread and butter.
With an A.
With an A.
Okay.
And which one's bread?
I have no idea. They can work that out themselves.
I think Reed should be bread. I think Coop's more butter.
Butter.
Come on, Jack.
Yeah. By the way, love Coop. We're getting a little thirsty with the always sharing the basketball highlights. He dunked a couple times. Okay.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Like, great athlete, man.
I know. It just – I get it.
Wow.
Dude, don't be a hater.
It's not a hater.
You are such a hater.
It's about production teams, not about Cooper DeGene.
Huh?
It's about the TV crews.
They showed his basketball highlights yesterday.
It's like,
we
get it. I've seen the basketball highlights 1,000 times. Jeez.
Goodness gracious, man.
It was the national game. People in other cities didn't see it.
Man, it's our team. It's our player. You don't want to see him showing his athletic prowess. If they were showing, I mean, they should show Randy Moss's basketball highlights. They show T.O.'s basketball highlights. Why can't they show Cooper DeGene's basketball highlights?
It's like, I get it. He played basketball in high school. He dunked a couple times. First of all, I don't know if he's any good at basketball.
Bro, you've been bringing up your high school baseball every show for the 7 months I've been here.
And this guy was actually the best athlete in the state of Iowa.
And if Nance and Robo want some tape, I can send it their way.
You are a true hater. You make me look like a cheerleader.
Well, I do like that you still get blamed for everything.
Yeah, I do.
Which is amazing.
I know.
My favorite bit on the show right now. My third game ball is going to AJ. Quietest 109 yards I think I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And
ho-hum.
It was very ho-hum, but once again, continue, and I don't think he was 100% yesterday at all. You know, like, but you can't even tell. He's just so good.
Yeah, why would you say he's not 100%?
Well, because he was banged up. One of us was calling for him to sit yesterday.
Yeah, I know, and I figured that's why you said what you said. He looked like he was 100% to me out there yesterday.
All right.
I don't understand. You know, you guys have been working with me for years.
Yes, sir.
Doing this. I have to do this whole football thing every year.
Yes,
you do.
Yes, they play football. They get banged up. Yes, they get hurt. Yes, bumps and bruises happen. Yes, it happens. Jalen, yes, all this stuff is, if they're playing, they're playing. How many football players play through bumps and bruises every week?
He was grinding out there through the pain. Right? He's a gladiator. I'm just glad he could overcome the injury.
Wait a minute. He wasn't even on the fake injury report today.
I know. Exactly.
Devontae was. What are you talking about, Jack?
It's all
about your agenda.
Yep. My biases.
Yep.
My second game ball goes to Zach Bond.
Ooh, okay. I was wondering where he was at.
Two forced fumbles yesterday. Now the one I think CJ gets more credit for if you look at the tape. But Zach Bond, once again, I don't know what is going to happen here, but he can't be this one-and-done guy. And he's out of here at the end of this year. Like, I know the Eagles have had a problem with paying linebackers. You know, they let T.J. Edwards go. They let Jordan Hicks go. Now, Jordan Hicks is more banged up. They can't let Zach Bond go. I mean, they can, but I don't want
to. Yeah, I mean, no, I don't think anybody does. I don't think anybody does. Hell, he's working on a Pro Bowl caliber season. He could potentially be an All-Pro.
Yeah, he can get paid.
Like,
paid.
So the Eagles are going to have to be able to pony up.
Yeah. And if I were them, I would do it before he hits. Like,
yes.
I don't want him to get a taste of, because some team will overpay him.
Always.
It only takes one team to do it.
Yes.
Yeah.
But the number one game ball
must go to Coach Sirianni. It has to.
Number one game ball.
Coach Sirianni.
Goes to my quarterback.
Oh.
Jalen. Obviously, a tough start.
Number one game ball.
Does he get half a game ball for only playing half a good game?
He had one rushing touchdown. Real one.
Yep, we saw it.
Two passing touchdowns. He's continuing to put up over 100 passer ratings. I mean, the first quarterback in NFL history to have four straight games with a passer rating over 100.
Bet on him yesterday, Jack?
To my credit, I don't think I placed a bet on the Eagles game. I got smoked in the 1 o'clock set. So
okay.
I'm giving my number one game ball to Jalen yesterday. He's running the ball more. He looks great from that aspect. Made some big throws. He wasn't great in the second quarter. That was the Suns' fault. Besides the sun, he was dominant.
I love you, Fritz. This is complete nonsense.
This is the worst number one game ball you could have given Jalen.
Who deserves?
How does Coach Sirianni?
I mean, you could have gave Coach a ball.
For what?
You could have gave Zach Bond the number one. Like, I don't care. I don't mind you, Jalen, getting a game ball, but Jalen is no higher than three on this list.
I didn't know who to give – besides Bond, I didn't know who on the defense – like, the defense as a whole played pretty much.
Yeah. They got five turnovers yesterday.
Yeah.
But you did give CJ GJ one.
Yeah. Proper eye test.
So, yeah.
Cooper Rush was really the reason for
it. You could have given one to Bryce Huff for making a play.
I was thinking about it.
Hey, Huffy.
I was thinking about it.
You could have given one to number 58.
Jalix Hunt.
Jalix Hunt.
He did not snap Nolan Smith. I was going to give one to Johnny Wilson.
Nah.
Finally getting on the board.
Yep. So here, Jalen should have been three.
Okay.
I'd go Zach Bond two, and I'd go Nick Sirianni one.
Yes.
Even though we did a thing last segment, how you're glad you didn't see him.
Yeah, but that's the whole point.
That's the whole point.
And they won again. Five in a row.
That's the whole point. See, and here's the thing that I give him credit for. The people, even though, Spike, people know this to be true. They just don't want to acknowledge it. He is the emotional edge the team has. He is the igniter for them. Through the week, as much as the players tell us it, now listen, some of them have no problem telling you that he's the igniter, that he's the one who motivates them, and how much they love playing for him. Going into a game with a backup quarterback, you got a Thursday night football game coming up against another divisional opponent, and having your team ready to go and coming out there with that type of win. Like, this is what Spike and I are talking about at times, where we don't want to give Nick his just due. Now, I'll criticize him when I think it's necessary to criticize him, when he does something I don't agree with. But I'm going to always give him his just due as the head coach. And he had this team ready to go this week.
And everyone talks about adjustments. The team is 5-0 since the bye.
Yep.
They're 5-0 since the bye.
Once he got out of the offense.
No, that's...
See, I'm not even worried about that. I don't know, because I don't know how much involved he is with the offense or not. I'm just looking at the fact that the team is playing better. They're playing connected. They're having fun. You see these pictures in the locker room? Like, now it's starting to feel like 22 felt. It's starting to feel where everybody was doing the celebrations and all that type of stuff. Now it's starting to feel like that.
Actually, Buzz, can you play Coach Sirianni, just to shame Jack here, can you play Coach Sirianni's locker room speech from after the game?
This won't help your case.
Give it to me.
We talked yesterday about the detail, right? We talked yesterday about the physicality. Yep. We talked yesterday about the talent that we have. And we said, we want to do special shit. And to do special shit, we got to do it together. There was a moment in this game, right? All right, we came out 14-6 at half. All right, defense gets a stop. Special teams gets a big return. Offense punches in. That's complimentary football.
Yes, sir. Right?
Continue to find ways that we grow closer together. This is about that's how you do special, right? And we're all into special. A good teammate is selfless. A good teammate, all right, knows it takes in everybody. A good teammate, right, is there for each other in the good times and the bad, especially the bad, right? A good teammate trusts everybody, right? Because they built that trust up. And a good teammate doesn't blame. They take accountability, right? Keep coming closer together as a team. I feel it. I know y'all feel it. It's a great win, all right? But we're going to have to move on quick.
There we go. Accountability, guys. Shave that head, Jack.
Come on, man. Shave that head. Come on, man. Tell me that don't sound good right there, man. Come on, man.
Listen, he couldn't motivate me to make a sandwich, but.
Cold blood.
And he was also looking at
it. The topper gets you fired up.
Yeah.
Do you need motivation to make a sandwich?
I haven't had a Sammy in a little while, to be honest with you. But I like Rob Thompson's approach.
I'm sure you do.
Yeah, sit in the back, don't do anything.
Yeah.
Nah, I just, you know, let guys be guys. The problem.
The team sucked for 3 months.
They got us out of the first round.
Yeah.
We'll see where this Eagles season is before you get a little chesty over there. And to round out this apparent haterade I have, he had to pull out a sheet to look at some of the things he was saying there. That's not – you can't hear that.
He had some bullet points he wanted to make sure he hit.
Yeah, he's prepared.
That's all he was thinking about in the second
half. He's prepared.
Half.
You see me? I do a show. I always got this whole – I got my whole iPad
here. I would just hit – it would hit better if it was off the cuff.
Wow.
If I feel like it was rehearsed, it wouldn't hit the same. Again, people got to start looking at this team through my eyes.
Yeah.
No, hell no.
Haters' eyes. This hour is brought to you by Kaida Dorn Window. Buy a window or door to get a second and a half off with 18-month interest-free financing. Call Kaida Dorn Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Rios in North Philly. You're on WIP.
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
What's up, Rios?
What up, Rios?
Happy Veterans Day, Rios.
Man, I appreciate you. I appreciate that. Hey, y'all was getting on Yoshi, but I'm going to shout him out. You know what I mean? Early this morning, he sent a video from work. You know what I mean? Real pleasant. So, you know what I mean? Kind of hyped me up. So, shout out to him. So, of course, definitely, you know, yeah, Veterans Day, you know, shout out to all my brothers and sisters in arms, you know, and I'm going to just leave that there.
Well, thank you for your service, too, bro.
Yes, sir.
It's all good, man, you know. But the number one thing is for that is today is always my son Josiah's birthday, so shout out to him for that. And him and his sisters right here. Hey, y'all got something to say? So y'all already heard what they said, you know what I'm saying? If they were older, they would probably say something else, but that can't be on the air. But hey, man, good to hear y'all. Check it out, man. So my thing, first of all, great call from Kay. So I'm going to just say that it was very entertaining. A Spike, I think in all words, she was trying to call you like a terrorist or like a drama queen or something like that. You know, whatever it was. But it's a great freaking call. But you know what? I'm going to give you your thing, Spike, because you're spunky. I guess, you know, I've been listening to your dad all these years. So I kind of feel like when you was a kid, your dad was a certain way to you. And you used to say a lot of foul things, not where your dad can hear you. I could see you saying a lot of foul things, so you would go back and forth. So I can see you doing that thing. I did that as a kid anyway, but I could see you doing that. But you know what? You stick with yours, so I can't say nothing about that. But to go on the next thing, you know, I see you, you know, I mean, I know I told you to get your head chopped off, you and Bryce, because of the baseball thing, but I'm glad you didn't, because the Phillies really, yeah, I mean, crapped the bed and got their ass kicked. Sorry, Jack. I ain't, you know, I don't do this
Listen,
to troll you.
It's I know they did. Fact. Believe me.
But,
it was awful.
But you know, I see you want to do this thing honoring Sirianni. This is what I just want to say. Look, I'm not a coach hater, Jalen Hurts hater, or none of that. I'm happy with everything going on. But I don't want to get too ahead of myself like when Jack did the standing ovation, which she should freaking take back. Like for Trey Turner.
No idea what you're talking about.
I don't want to feel like that we start getting ourselves, because this is a new type of Philly fan base, and I don't want to get too much into where we like yes man, because there's ways we don't got to be negative, but there's ways you could keep people on their feet, because we know what we expect without being negative. Like, you as good as your last game, or at the same time, hey, the job ain't freaking done. It's time to do more. It's time to get better. So, I mean, if you go do that thing, great. Let's support them. But let's not go over ahead. Let's keep them on their toes. I want them to stay on their freaking toes. That's all. You know what I mean? So, I'm going to go on with that. Also, yesterday, I want to see what y'all think about this. Y'all can say it after I get off the line with whatever I got to say. But there was a guy who said something to me yesterday. It was pretty interesting. When I was watching the game, he was like, because I was having my issues in the first half with Hurts, like, yo, man, look upfield. Stop getting into these sacks, because you cause most of them sacks or holding the ball too long. And he said one thing about Hurts, you want to know why he's good with, like, 2 minutes or under pressure? And I'm like, why you say that? He was like, because he's, like, just straight robotic when it comes to that. He's not thinking. And he says right now he's just thinking too much. And I kind of thought that. And when I think about it, thanks to the Super Bowl, I felt that everybody during the Super Bowl, that if Jalen Hurts at least had a minute on the clock, that we was going to take that damn ball down there and score a touchdown and win that freaking Super Bowl. So that was pretty interesting what that guy said to me. So, you know, I just want to hear your thoughts after this. But also, our guys know that they're good. They know that they're badass. But I want to keep them, like I say, keep them on their toes. They feeling it. You can see the confidence. You can see everything coming, especially it's starting with these young folks. We got our old heads like BG, Lane, keeping them in check. But these guys are freaking competing. And, these young men make me feel like I could do some things. And I love it because it gives me a push. Even when I'm in the gym, just seeing these young guys do it, it keeps me, like, want to push. And if our front four line gets crazy like we used to do and gets that quarterback, bro, you talk about interception. You talk about nobody able to stop us. Violence is coming. The violence is freaking coming. And I know that. And one more thing, I don't know. I just – that guy – our cornerback, what's his name?
Quinyon Mitchell.
Human freaking condom, bro. A human freaking condom, bro. Straight up. Hey,
oh,
gentlemen.
No. There it is.
Thank y'all, you know, for shouting out, you know, the
veterans. Thank you for your service.
I love y'all. I appreciate it. You know what I mean? Definitely, you know what I mean? Like, shout out to my son and everybody. Hey, go Birds. And what else? What about the Cowboys?
The Cowboys suck.
Yeah, they suck. Y'all take care. Peace.
All right. Wow. That was a lot.
Yeah.
Is that nickname going to stick?
I don't think we're going to use that one.
Bread and butter?
I don't know about Jalen thinking too much, man.
Well, he damn sure is back there thinking. He's doing
thinking
something
a
too
lot,
much.
Yeah. I know people say nobody was open.
Yeah. Now you want me to believe the Cowboys locked down Devontae, Dallas Goedert, and A.J. Brown?
Yeah, man. And if nobody's open, throw the ball away or run.
Like that's really the main thing right there.
Yeah.
He took two sacks by just holding on to the ball way too long.
Right. And he's run the ball well the last few. And I can always feel when he's in the pocket and he takes those sacks, it always feels like there's a lane for him to go forward, to run forward.
Yeah.
You know, he just waits a second or two too long. All right. So, Ike, I don't know if you heard this, but there was tremendous disrespect for us on the national broadcast yesterday.
Gaslighting.
Yes.
When you say for us.
Us. Now,
actually us?
Not us by name.
Oh.
But us.
Us. Oh, I got you.
Yeah. So we will play this disrespect that happened on the national broadcast yesterday. Didn't like it at all.
Mm-mm.
We're at Cheeky. That's coming up next. We're at Cheeky's and Pete's in South Philly. Next week, we are doing Birds at the Half again right here at Cheeky's and Pete's in South Philly, November 20th. That is Wednesday. It benefits the Travis Mannion Foundation. If you want more info, go to 94WIP.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey! It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Then save me, but I'm down to one last breath.
Everyone.
And with it, let me say.
E-Rock, you know it.
Let me say.
Sing it!
Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
There we go.
Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
Yes. It's a WIP Afternoon Show.
It's a movement.
The anthem. Do this instead of the Eagles song in the beginning.
They felt it over there.
They felt it.
They loved it.
They felt it.
The Sharks got no shots.
Here's what I'll tell you. Once we get the women to join in with us, the guys will join in.
Yes.
Put your pride aside.
Yes.
Yes. We're at Chickies in South Philly. BG show coming up at 6.
Is BG going to sing it?
BG's probably not going to sing
probably
it.
Probably not.
Yeah. And then Players Lounge will be here. Players Lounge will be 7. Jordan Mailata will be the player. The Twitter question is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. No, Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers,
yes,
the official sponsor of the Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Start your holiday shopping at marks-jewelers.com. Jack, 89% of respondents think you should shave your head if the Eagles win on Thursday.
Awesome.
To show support for Coach Sirianni.
Fantastic. That's great.
That is pretty convincing.
I agree. It's a movement for sure.
Yes.
Obviously, we're TikToksmen. We're Reels guys.
Yes.
Imagine how good a video of Mailata singing Creed would do.
And he can sing it.
He could definitely sing it. Now he's got more of like a angelic voice rather than the gruff.
Yeah, but he can sing that.
It would do numbers.
Yeah, we got to ask him to do it. I think the next step is us getting celebrity singers at 5:30. And by the way,
I'm sure that'll catch on.
Well, speaking of which, at this time tomorrow, Devin Keeney is going to be with us because she will be covering the Sixers game for WIP. Wow. So we'll talk to her. It is Embiid's return.
Scoops Keeney.
She'll have gone and listened to Nick Nurse speak. But we told her last time, or at least we said it on the radio, she's going to have to. No, we told her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's going to have to learn the song.
For sure.
She's going to have to sing it tomorrow.
Like Buzz learned it.
Yep.
Unfortunately for everyone.
Yeah, that went poorly. That went really poorly.
Yeah, you got to kind of do what I did, which is you hum along for a little while, and then eventually you understand the words, and then you're all in.
Yep.
So as we've been doing this long enough for everybody to know what the words are.
5 days a week.
Yeah.
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 For months.
Every
so
day.
I don't expect Devin to be to jump out there like Buzz did, you know, his second time.
Yep.
But I can see Devin in about 3 weeks where she's screaming it, too.
Yeah.
It,
ideally, around all the press, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
and maybe even gets Nick Nurse involved. Yeah.
Ooh, Nick Nurse is a music guy.
So now we got to take that into consideration that she has to go somewhere that's quiet.
Don't care.
Don't care.
Figure it out. Tommy Tusigs in Jersey. You're on WIP. What's up, Tommy Tusigs?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys.
Hey.
Welcome back, buddy. Welcome back.
Great to be back. Great to be back. You know, Cowboys, I say butter boys. Look like they soaked themselves in butter then.
Eh, not the hottest start.
Yeah.
That's all right. Anyway.
Yeah.
You took a shot.
I wanted to get, you know, Jack, like I said last time, he kind of called. I wanted to get Jack's gut feeling on this next three games coming up. I want to hear this record, his gut feeling.
Yeah, because the last time I gut checked, they went 5-0.
Yeah.
Well, good. Yeah, look at the schedule and predicted that.
You are.
Well, no, I'm just saying.
It's called knowing the team, Mike.
I'm with you.
I feel a nice 1-2 stretch.
Oh, really?
1-2.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, what's the win?
Not Thursday.
Not wow. So you think this is a loss?
I think they go out and beat Los Angeles. That's my guess.
Mm.
I'm thinking 2-1. I mean, 2-1.
We love it.
I think we would all take 2-1.
Huh?
Yeah, I think we'd all take 2-1.
I'm actually looking at 3-0.
Of course, he is.
3-0.
Yeah.
Okay, I like the confidence.
Well, if we're being honest about it, right? If you had asked me a month ago, of course I would have taken 2-1 without hesitation. But based on how the team is playing right now, and that we're just about to be at full strength. We just got Dallas Goedert back. You're going to get Jordan Mailata back either Thursday or the following week after that. We're starting to get healthy. We've gone through a tough stretch where we've had players in and out of the lineup. Our best wide receiver, arguably our best player. No, it's not arguably. He is our best player. Has been out. But we're undefeated when he plays. So why, as I move forward, I've seen weaknesses in Baltimore. I see weaknesses in Washington. I damn sure see weaknesses in the Rams. So if the Eagles play their game, they can beat all three of those teams. Now, will they beat them? I probably not, but I can't go into those games saying, I expect them to lose this game. I expect them to lose that game. I just don't see that right now with them.
I mean, hopefully with this, you know, this 5-0 stretch run, hopefully they got some momentum building, and maybe they will go 3-0. I'd love that. I'll take that. Go Birds, you know?
All right.
Yeah.
Last thing, I don't know if you guys listen back to the shows, but I highly recommend, you know, there was a bit of a delay last week when you guys were at the dentist having a party.
Oh, no. Was the song screwed up?
The Creed sing-along with the 2.5-second delay was something I really thoroughly enjoyed, and I highly recommend pulling that audio if you can. It was fantastic.
See, we'll have to pull that for tomorrow and play it because I didn't hear it, but now that you're saying
it. Was great.
Yeah, there wasn't a delay for there wasn't a delay for us. We heard everything in time, but
that is
unfortunate.
A little different on the radio, but
oh no!
But that's also Buzz's fault too. He's not putting us in position to succeed.
Yep, once again.
Speaking of, on the way out, Buzz, I'm a little thirsty. You got anything I could? You got anything I could drink, bud?
They must have been drinking that Ike juice.
All right.
There you go.
Love it. It's
solid back. Call,
2-6.
Right,
thanks again, boys.
All right.
2-6. See you, buddy.
I like that, 2-6.
OG Wade, you're on WIP.
Uh-oh.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
I was wondering where you've been.
Yeah, I have to let all the young people get in, man. And, you know, with Spike and his thing, and I don't even want to do that today. I think we're going to save that for next week. But I want to do this here.
Yes.
I'm a little concerned, Ike.
What's your concern, Mike?
I seen something yesterday at the end of the game that I did not like. I did not like A.J. quitting on that pass that was actually a touchdown had he not quit on it. I don't know if I'm the only
one that's
seen it, but I'm the only one talking about it right now. It was the last pass.
Well, the last time you did this, you started to get A.J. out of town.
Just say you're scared of controversy, bro. I'm just trying to bring up a point that I seen with my eyes. I didn't like the fact that A.J. quit on the pass in the end zone. That was a touchdown had he kept running.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just saying, Jalen threw his hands up like, bro, what's going on?
I remember it now.
I mean, it was on the money, Ike. The ball bounced in the end zone, not out of bounds.
No, it did.
AJ quit.
Yeah. Was that the one sort of thrown into the corner of the end zone?
Yes.
Well, he was surprised it reached him.
Really? Did he look back and see Smitty's catch the game before? He reached that one, didn't he?
Yeah.
It would have been on the same line, and even better, he would have been in even closer, you know, into the end zone than Smitty. Smitty had to do a one hand and a toe tip. He wouldn't even had to do that.
So let me ask you this, OG.
Let's
stop saying he quit, because that's more defaming than anything when you say a player quit, let alone a player of AJ.
How would you say it?
I don't know. Did he not see the ball? Was that the end of the field where the sun was at?
Maybe the sun was gone by that point.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Okay. Yeah.
Maybe it was just a miscommunication.
I don't know.
No, but
I can't say he quit, though. That's a little hard. That's a little harsh.
Ike,
yes.
When I say quit, I don't mean in a cowardly way or any derogatory.
No, you mean he quit on the route. He didn't finish the route.
His feet stopped moving. He did not complete. He did not complete the play. So when you don't complete a play that is called for you and you stop early, I don't know what else to call that, Ike.
Yeah.
He don't have batteries. He's not electrical, so a plug wasn't pulled. So, somebody had to, to make a decision when to stop his feet.
I
want to know, why did he choose in the middle of the play to stop his feet?
Here's what I'll say. I remember Jalen's reaction afterwards.
See, I don't remember it. I'll have to watch it
again
tomorrow
morning.
Yeah,
and he's right. Jalen did sort of – He didn't throw his arm in disgust. He kind of threw his arm like what happened? Like, what's going on?
I just think it's funny that OG found the best player on the team that happened on one play, and we get a call about it. But we say Jalen made one mistake, and OG has yet to admit that he has made a mistake this year. So,
I've admitted that. First of all, I was a little disgusted at the Jalen's performers early on in that game.
Okay, good.
I've never been a dude that ain't. I'm always going to speak the truth. You know what I'm saying? And maybe you say he's the best player on the team. I don't. So,
well, who's the best player on the team?
The best player on the team.
Who's the best player on the team, then?
The best player on the team.
Nah.
Who's got the toughest job? Whose job is harder, Ike?
The quarterback, easily.
It doesn't mean he's the best player on the team.
Oh, it does. It does. It means that he's got more responsibility when stuff don't go right. He gets the blame, all of that, okay? And he's got to do more things. He's running the ball in. He's throwing the ball. He's got to try to make everybody on the damn team happy, because he got a lot of – that's a tough damn job to do. So if you can do that at a high level like he's doing it without missing games, because AJ missed 5 of the last 10 damn games that we played. So don't tell me – and he wasn't –
Without AJ, there's no Jalen.
Why are you so fired up?
Without AJ, there's no Jalen.
Because Spike keeps saying that crazy stuff.
Without AJ, there's no Jalen.
And without Jalen, there's no AJ.
Wow.
AJ was not a top 3 receiver when we got him from Tennessee.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, that's fair.
That's all I'm saying. They need each other.
Yeah.
How about that one?
Yeah. He'd be all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we're going to win Thursday. Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, OG. Is that it?
That's it. Okay. For now.
All right. You guys watched that again over there? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You remember it?
I think AJ lost the ball in the light.
See, my perception watching
it. I think he looked up and he didn't track the ball, and then the ball dropped like 3 feet in front of him.
When I was watching it, I was actually, now that I'm thinking of it, I was surprised, because to me it looked like AJ thought it was way beyond him.
Yes.
And that's why he gave up on it. Like, that's what I thought when I was watching it.
Like it was probably going out of bounds or something?
Yes, that he wasn't going to get to it. That's what I thought when I was watching it, but I'll watch it again. We will play for you the just disgusting gaslighting that Jim Nance did on the broadcast yesterday, after I tell you, well, go ahead.
As the kids say, nasty
gaslighting.
Work.
Yeah, it is nasty work.
Nasty work.
I hate nasty, nasty work.
Oh, I hate nasty
I like
work.
Nasty
too.
Work.
No,
I like
it's
nasty
up there
work.
With Be Better for me.
If you.
Oh, I don't like Be Better either. Just if we're if we're ranking them. If you need a brand new car, a brand new Hyundai, first of all, you go to Colonial Hyundai of Downingtown. John Ashdale, the cars are, has got a seat for you at his table this November. Doesn't matter if you got credit issues. Doesn't matter if you owe too much in your current vehicle. There is no too much at Colonial Hyundai of Downingtown. Over 200 brand new 2024s on the lot. Santa Fe's and Elantras and Ionics. 0% financing, 60 months. Everyone eats. You get a seat at the table. More for your trade than any place consistently recognized for doing that is Colonial. Talking about $6,500 for your trade, guaranteed no matter what condition it's in. And your brand new Hyundai is going to come with Hyundai Assurance and America's Best Warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain. Do not miss out. Colonial Hyundai right now. The best deals of the year. Shop online 24/7, ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy Hyundai. See dealer for full details. Now, Ike, you know they love hating on Philadelphia, the national media.
Yep.
They love hating on us.
Yep.
Here was Jim Nantz yesterday.
It's real. They can win the Super Bowl.
There's a lot to like, and there's a lot of negativity for some reason about this team that comes in on this four-game win streak. Gainwell picks up only two. And it's an interesting thing. There's a lot of talk about, almost talk radio-esque about what they can't do, what they're not doing, how they fail to do this, how they fail to do that. But you start looking at the numbers they're compiling, especially this last month, the defensive stats, the best rush defense, the best total yards defense, the second best rushing offense for a span of over a month. And those add up to some really good results in the end.
Yeah, and Sirianni takes on a lot of pressure with it, you know, all the talk. But I mean, that's just passionate fans. I actually like when fans care and they want to be a part of it and everything. But when you're winning, it's hard to win the NFL, and they're winning. He deserves credit.
So Tony Romo softened it, said he likes passionate fans. Jim Nantz doesn't like that they're winning and talk radio is finding out what they can't do. Jim Nantz, I invite you, legendary broadcaster, to come do sports radio in Philadelphia for 4 hours and talk about the games and not mention anything negative, even if the team is winning. Talking about that we're saying bad things about the team and how dare we when the team is playing so well.
Yeah, you know, national people, they're always looking at it from an outside view.
He listened for 15 minutes one day.
Yeah, well, and here's the other thing. It's funny because when some of the national pundits want to rip Nick Sirianni and say he's going to be the guy who holds the team back, I don't hear Jim Nantz calling out Mike Greenberg or anybody on ESPN or on Fox Sports One.
Dan Orlovsky or whoever the hell else.
Right, when they spend hours talking about the team and talking about Nick Sirianni. So it's convenient when the team has won five in a row that you want to roll this out that somehow they've been unfairly criticized. I'll say this to I have no more breath in my lungs. The fans in this town has earned the right to be critical of these teams because they're here. Players come and go. Coaches come and go. They come and go. The fans are the ones that are here. And that doesn't necessarily mean they need to overlook mistakes, bad play, failure to meet expectations, things of that nature. That's not what it's like here being a sports fan. And you can talk that crap on the outside because you're not a part of this. You're not a part of this. And quite frankly, as bad of a reputation we may get sometimes as being too harsh on fans, you know how many fan bases wish they had the community of togetherness and for these home teams the way Philadelphia does? And I'm not just pandering right now. I'm just saying there are cities that envy what we are as a fan base. They envy it. They can't say it. They may not want to say it. They may try to paint it a different picture. But the fact of the matter is, they are casual fans. They're front runners. They're bandwagoners when things are well. When their teams stink, they stop paying attention to them. We don't do that here. Sorry, we care.
And it's what makes it great here. It's why sports here are great. I really think there's only
a couple.
This is the only time I'm ever going to compliment this city, because I was talking with Ray Diddy about it earlier at the station. It's Boston's the only other one that is as crazy as we are about things. New York's not. New York forgets about things.
You would know better than anybody.
There's just too much going on in New York. Mm-hmm. They're good fans. They care. But it's not like it is here.
There's too many teams.
Every day, every second is because the people care here, which
That's
is
right.
why it is good here.
Yep.
It's why it's good to do this. It's why it's good to play here. It's why it's hard to play here sometimes. It's why it's fun. It's why that to your point, the community is always paying attention.
Yep.
Andrew and Jamison, you're on WIP. What's up, Andrew?
What it do, baby? Here we go.
All right. I like the start.
Yes, sir.
Is this the one we're sticking with, though?
I don't know.
I like him saying what it do, baby. I think it's funny.
I mean, I didn't know.
What's up, Andrew?
What it do? What it do, baby?
We're wearing black every game for the rest of the season because we're the Grim Reaper, and we're knocking on teams' doors and smearing their blood all over the field. We did Jerry Jones' grave. Might as well put him in there already.
All right.
Look, Jack doesn't support you, Andrew, but I do.
Well, I support him. I just, you know, we got a lot of blood on this show.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with a little more blood.
Okay. Right.
May the violence be with you.
Yes, okay.
I said the only trophy that Dallas will be holding is the Texas High School trophy. When they present that to the high school team in Texas, they ain't holding any other trophy anytime soon.
And that's the truth.
I want to give a shout-out
to preaching, brother.
Corey from Columbus, Justin from Tennessee, Rios, Yosh, and only today, Jack Fritz, for being birds and Jalen Believers recently.
Okay.
I didn't hear what you said.
Well, you're somewhat portrayed yourself as a Jalen Believer right now.
All right.
Andrew, are you listening closely to the show?
He did give him the number one game ball.
I did give him the number one game ball.
I'm not really buying it.
Nothing. Here's where I'm at with Jalen. So I can't win either way, you know? So I'll just stay on my side.
Yeah, you should. You should stay on your side.
One other thing. Bread and butter showing out last game.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know if it was the bread or butter that Reed was signing, but he was balling out. Coop's the second best PFF cornerback in the league. We got a great linebacker duo in front of him. We need a little more pressure up front. But what did I say last week? We're going to kill Dallas, not just beat Dallas, kill them. And we killed them.
And you're right, Andrew.
LBG, I said what's up. If he needs any nicknames or anyone else, let him know. Run the bread and butter by him if you can.
Well, his nickname is BG.
Not him, but like anyone else.
I love Andrew. Andrew,
so
good
cocky.
Call, man. Good call.
Yeah, the confidence has gone up.
Yes,
I can hear it.
I'm never letting Andrew go.
He's not your caller.
Yeah. Whether we officially name him after Noon Show caller, which I believe he deserves, I think we should make that decision next week. I love Andrew. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Yep. Two big swings and misses there.
Didn't Peyton Manning take three?
No. Two.
Denver? Where Indianapolis?
Where else did he play besides those two?
You're right. I forgot the second. Shut up, Jack. You were the one that was wrong.
He went to three.
He's a corpse in the last one.
All right. He was still there.
Proof you can still win with a quarterback that's less talented than Jalen.
He got benched for Brock Osweiler.
What's next?
Spike did say that.
Well, I said that about the team, not about Goff.
Well, he's a part of the team.
Yeah, but I was saying the team overcame a deficit and the quarterback not playing well. I didn't say that's what Jared Goff does. The Jalen people are going to push me back to Jack's side. You're going to push me back to Jack's side. I was complimentary of him. I was realistic. You people.
Hang in there.
All right.
Yeah,
what's next?
You smell fine.
I do.
Yeah.
I smell fine.
Yep.
Fine.
Fine as in.
Yeah.
We don't smell you.
Yes. Smell like a person. What's next?
Huh.
He's going to snap. He's going to snap.
Is that fair?
No.
No. Okay.
I like Tyrese Maxey, too.
Wow.
Okay.
I know you do. I
didn't say you did.
Do not paint me as a Tyrese Maxey hater.
No.
I don't like it. I like Tyrese Maxey.
You don't want him compared to Joel as far as
best player
franchise
team.
Player. Yeah.
Yeah. The Tyrese Maxey people are like the Jalen people. They're out of hand. They're out of. Well, he's only 24. Okay, great. I hope he has a growth spurt next year and he becomes. we got a call to the Ricky voicemail line comparing him to Kobe because of his insatiable urge to get better. Kobe was 6'6".
It's true.
He's not Kobe.
Well, no one is.
Well,
what's next?
What's next?
He'd be jarred.
I'm wondering, do you shave the facial hair too?
Well, I think I'd have to. Well, I mean, but also the beard is. Yeah,
yeah.
I don't know.
I think you just trim it a little lower. That way, it's all the same length.
All even.
Yeah, that's what I'll do.
Okay.
What's next?
Say the good things too. Say the good
that's
things
true.
Too.
Yes.
I gotta look at the schedule, apparently.
Jack, you know the rule. No one ever gives you credit for being right. They only give you credit for being right.
Now, I will say, most of what I do on this show is a bit. I actually did believe that one.
Yeah, I felt like you did believe
Thank
it.
You.
Yeah.
Every once in a while.
I also thought you were scared of the run, which is why you could feel it.
Exactly.
Sometimes you know when things. The thing about it is, it's easier to tell when things you don't like are going to happen, and I think that's why you're able to detect it.
Just to be clear, I'm thrilled.
Yeah, you seem it. What's next? Before we go, what grade would you give Buzz for today's show?
Yeah, B plus.
Oh, C.
Yeah, best. I was C
for
plus.
For what? We didn't have any issues with the callers. He missed Ike Juice one time.
Yeah.
But that's enough.
That's enough. It's Ike Juice. It's our signature drop.
What?
Sorry, Jack. All right.
It is.
We'll
it
be
was,
back.
It was until you tried to bury it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm
bad guy.
Looks like it's starting to make a comeback.
You're a bad guy.
Just like the football team.
All right, we'll be back with you tomorrow. The Brandon Graham Show is up next. You can listen on your radio, watch on YouTube. You can come down here to Chickie's. Then the Players Lounge, Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot Shore Parks, and this week's guest, Jordan Mailata. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.